You're listening to SBS News.
Greg Skelly lost his son Daniel to drugs bought on the online black market in 2013. He says his story is a tragic reminder of the dangers of the dark web.
The pain does not ever go away and probably will not ever go away. But I would say don't trust anything you see on it, because then it don't have your interests at heart.
The dark web is part of the internet that isn't visible to search engines and requires the use of a special browser. Daniel had experimented with synthetic drugs, but Mr. Skelly says the unregulated market means so much can go wrong. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, new research has found a wide variety of coronavirus-related products which claim to protect and even cure people. Rod Broadhurst is the lead researcher of the report.
So there was quite a sophisticated response, if you like, to the criminal opportunities provided by the global shortages produced by the global pandemic.
Over the course of one day earlier this month, Australian National University researchers surveyed 20 darknet markets, which revealed cyber criminals were peddling purported vaccines, repurposed drugs such as the much-hyped anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine, and a range of personal protective equipment at hiked-up prices. Detective Superintendent Matthew Kraft from the Cybercrime Unit at New South Wales Police says he has also noticed an uptick in COVID-19 related online scams.
Whether that be gloves, vaccines, tablets, and illicit drugs for that matter as well, that we believe are all fraudulent and could significantly damage your health if you were to take them.
Kerry Chant, the New South Wales Chief Health Officer, is urging people to tread very carefully in taking medical treatment for coronavirus into their own hands.
I would just urge people to go to the facts and thoroughly investigate it, talk to your health practitioner before embarking on any therapy or doing anything against the traditional health advice.
There are now fears vendors on the dark web will start selling what is claimed to be blood plasma, which is the liquid portion of the blood of recovered patients. It's one of several emerging but unproven therapies. Harry Nespolin, the president of the Royal Australian College of GPs, has this word of warning for people looking to buy blood plasma from the dark net.
Injecting anything into your bloodstream, especially if it's not sterile, can potentially lead you to some very severe illnesses, and many of which can potentially kill you.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.